Awaz and Jane, Episode 24, December 14, 2006.
नमस्कार, आवाज अनजाने की एक स्पेशल एपिसोड में आपका स्वागत है। टुडे वी एक्सप्लोर राज कपूर एंड रशिया। जी हाँ, टुडे इज डिसम्बर 14th, राज कपूर की जन्मदिन। एंड इफ ही वॉज अ लाइव टुडे ही वुड हैव बीन 82 ईयर्स ओल्ड।
आवारा हूँ, आवारा हूँ, या गर्दिश में हूँ, आसमान का तारा हूँ। जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिस्तानी, सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी, फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी, मेरा जूता है जापानी। दुनिया बनाने वाले क्या तेरे मन में समाई, काहे को दुनिया बना। सब कुछ सीखा हमने न सीखी होशियारी।
और जैसे कि आप लोग जानते ही है, आवाज अनजाने सेलिब्रेट्स इट्स स्पेशल एपिसोड्स विद यू। दिस इज अ यूनिक पॉडकास्ट वेयर वी ब्रिंग टू यू द वॉइसेस ऑफ द अननोन। हाय, मैं पिया
एंड आई एम देव, एंड टुगेदर वी होस्ट दिस शो ब्रॉट टू यू इन अ पॉडकास्ट फॉर्मेट एवरी थर्सडे।
क्यों मीनू मास्टर, कैसा रहा अपना सर्कस?
एकदम फर्स्ट क्लास।
तो पार्टनर मिलाओ हाथ।
हाँ।
धंधा यानी कि काम ना? काम, कामी की तलाश में तो मैं इलाहाबाद से यहाँ चल कर आया हूँ। क्यों भाई, तुम्हारे शहर में पेट भरने के लिए क्या करना चाहिए?
जो मैं करता हूँ, भीख मांगनी चाहिए।
नहीं, कोई काम बताओ मुझे, काम बताओ।
तो सोचना पड़ेगा, कुछ पढ़ा लिखा है?
बी ए पास, सच कहता हूँ। ये देखो मेरी डिग्री, साथ साथ ये फिरता हूँ मैं। ये देखो
ईमानदार हो?
सच्चाई और ईमानदारी का सबसे पहला इनाम मुझे मिला है, सोने का मेडल। ये देखो,
जवान हो, मेहनत कर सकते हो?
डबल जवान, 24 घंटे दिन में काम कर सकता हूँ, कोई करा के देख ले।
जिंदगी हमें तेरा एतबार ना।
कभी तो कुछ और गाया करो किशन, जब देखो वही दर्दनाक गीत। अब आदमी कभी हंसता भी है, झूमता भी है।
बेस्ट ऑफ लक एंड कम बैक, आई विल कम बैक।
राज कपूर द ग्रेटेस्ट शोमैन इन इंडियन फिल्म इंडस्ट्री, राज कपूर द लेजेंड। यू कैन इजीली रन आउट ऑफ एडजेक्टिव्स टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस ग्रेट मैन।
Today, we'll talk about Raj Kapoor's Russian connection through an Awaz Anjane special guest. Now, Raj Kapoor, as we all know, became hugely popular in Russia after the movie Avara.
It was actually the former Soviet Union back then. And Avara was dubbed in Russian and released over there in 1954. Then Sri Charsubis followed. And while these movies were becoming hugely popular and Raj Kapoor was becoming the face of Indian movie over there, Raj Kapoor and Nargis visited Russia.
And what a welcome they got. It was a Raj Kapoor wave sweeping the Soviet Republic.
Absolutely right. And you know what? You and I can probably go on talking about Raj Kapoor's visit to Russia. But here in Awaz Anjane, it's our listeners and contributors who hold the center stage. Let's listen to one of our listeners speaking to us from Moscow.
Elmar Jamshed. This is Azerbaijani name. Yeah, I'm from Baku city.
So that's the capital of Azerbaijan, right?
Yeah. This is the capital of Azerbaijan. This is the former Soviet Republic, which now is independent Islamic Republic. It's territorial taking place between Iran and Turkey. Actually, you know, Raj Kapoor came to Baku city also in 1956. Of course, I didn't was born that time.
Right.
But it was a very unforgettable time for Azerbaijan people, because, you know, after Avara, Sangam, Mera Naam Joker, it was the most favorite and the only favorite artist of Indian cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So people was, you know, just crazy about his movies, about his songs. Everybody could sing his songs from his movies. So it was just, you know, just like a madness. Even he said, you know, just near to my home, he set some palm, Indian palm, in very center of Baku. Till now, it's there. And I always come to see this tree.
This is very interesting. So Elmar is from Azerbaijan and is such a huge fan of Raj Kapoor? That's pretty unique.
And, you know, as I learned from Elmar, the association of Raj Kapoor with Azerbaijani singers, it goes much before Elmar.
We have the most famous personality. It was a singer, very great singer of Azerbaijan. His name is Rashid Beybutov. Üstüne bir yara aşırdır yaşım damarı Bizimle bir başlamıştı göze çaları Yurdum yuvam meskenim sen Azerbaycanım Anam dolma vetenim sen Azerbaycanım Yurdum yuvam meskenim sen Azerbaycanım Anam dolma vetenim sen Azerbaycanım He was a very, very close friend of Raj Kapoor. Even he know, he also was born on same day, 14 December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe this fact was that make their close friend first. Mm. And Raj Kapoor two time came to Baku, and also, of course, he invited Rashid Beybutov also to Bombay,
mm-hmm.
to his home. So they were very close friends. Even, you know, Raj Kapoor liked his voice, his singing and talent so much that he said that I would like you sing in my films for my voice,
mm-hmm.
Despite of he was Azerbaijani.
Such a melodious song.
Yes, and as you probably guessed, it was an Azerbaijani song. And you know what? Rashid Beybutov, he also visited India. It was early 50s, so there was a lot of exchange programs that was going on between the Soviet Union and the newly independent India. And and Rashid Beybutov, he visited Delhi, he visited Bombay, and also visited Calcutta. He gave a series of concerts. And not only did he sing in Azerbaijani, but he also sang in Hindi, he sang in Urdu, and he also sang in Bengali. And the concerts were very, very popular. It was in that trip that he became friends with Raj Kapoor and Nargis. And he also made one more visit to India, and now he was a known person. And so this time the attendance to his concerts and the popularity that he enjoyed with the Indian audience was also absolutely fantastic. And people who have listened to his Hindi songs, they were just amazed at how perfectly he was singing those songs, although it was not his original language. Now Elmar didn't get a chance to meet Rashid Beybutov, but he did meet his daughter.
I met only his daughter, and daughter always when she first time she met me, and listened my songs, she was absolutely surprised and said that if my father was alive, he definitely help you and support you, of course.
Doste, doste na raha, pyare, pyare na raha, zindagi hame tera, etebar na raha, etebar na raha. Dost na raha, pyare pyare na raha, zindagi hame tera, etebar na raha, etebar na raha. Amanate mein pyar ki gaya ta jisko saunp kar wo mere dost tum hi the tum hi to the jo zindagi ki raah mein bane the mere hum safar wo mere dost tum hi the tum hi to the sare bhed khul gaye raazdar na raha zindagi hame tera etbaar na raha etbaar na raha sehm sehm hare gale se bolti wo tum na thi to kaun tha tum hi to thi safar ke waqt mein palak pe motiyon ko todti wo tum na thi to kaun tha tum hi to thi nashe ki raat dhar gayi ab khumar na raha zindagi hame tera etebar na raha etebar na raha wafa kale ke naam jo dhadak rahe the har ghadi wo mere nek nek dil tum hi to ho jo muskura ke reh gaye zeher ki jab sui gadi wo mere nek nek dil tum hi to ho ab kisi ka mere dil intezaar na raha zindagi hame tera etbaar na raha etbaar na raha dost dost na raha pyare
प्यार ना रहा, जिंदगी हमें तेरा एतबार ना रहा, एतबार ना रहा।
I can't believe this. This is unbelievable. His singing is fabulous. Where did he learn?
That's a very interesting story.
It starts from Bobby movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still now, this is my most favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Meshair To Nahi, the song, was for me absolutely amazing, and it was so beautiful that I remembered this song, and after watching that movie,
mm-hmm.
I always try to sing this song.
Meshai to nahi, meshai to nahi, magar hasi, jab se dekha maine tujhko mujhko shayari aa gayi, meshai to nahi, magar hasi, jab se dekha maine tujhko mujhko
And then after some years, I found out that it was my my grandfather's the most favorite song, and he also tried to sing this song.
Oh, really?
And my uncle also, yeah. My uncle has had his accordion,
mm-hmm.
and even he tried to play it, because in Raj Kapoor's movies and songs, of course, as always, Raj Kapoor very liked to use accordion. So I also learned accordion,
mm-hmm.
for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from musical school,
mm-hmm.
by accordion class.
How old were you when you first saw Bobby?
I was just nine. And Bobby also, you know, Bobby was made at the same year, in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Me also.
So Elmer was born in 1973.
Yes.
When Bobby was released.
Yes, that's right. He was born in the same year as when Bobby was released.
You know, I am just spellbound by his Hindi songs.
It's true. And it's not just Hindi songs. But more specifically, the very interesting aspect is that he is someone whose life is so intertwined with Hindi music and Raj Kapoor.
Everything starts for me, of course, from Raj Kapoor. And maybe it would be continuing as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then in 1985, I went to cinema and watched Ram Teri Ganga Meli.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a Raj Kapoor movie.
Yes.
As a director, mm-hmm. yeah. And... and from Ram Teri Ganga Meli, it starts for me, like, you know, when I heard Suresh Vadkar's voice, I was just amazed about his singing, about his sound of his voice. And, of course, the great music composed by Ravindra Jain. I was so impressed that that same day I was decided to be Indian singer, a singer of Hindi songs. And from that time, it was very seriously for me.
Now, when you decided that you would like to be an Indian singer,
yeah.
It was a very, very uncommon choice. How did your family react?
Oh, you know, it was just like a war. even, you know, till now, this year, they gave up, and this year, they received my interest and my choice. When I made my first album, and I gave my CD to them, and they listened, and of course they gave up and say, of course, this is yours, really, this is yours, and you have talent for it. And so, you know, but before it was very difficult because I haven't any guru, any support from my family, despite of they always liked Indian movies and Indian songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when I took it very seriously, of course they didn't like.
You are listening to Awaaz Anjani, the unique Hindi podcast that invites you to be a part of the show. Send us your compositions, songs, thoughts on Hindi music. Submission details are on our website, podioindia.com. Today's show is a Raj Kapoor birthday episode, where we are talking to Elmar, who is a huge fan of Raj Kapoor and songs from his movies, and Elmar performs in Moscow.
I can well imagine how difficult times may have been then for Elmar. Baku City couldn't have had a large audience listening to Hindi music.
And yes, and so finally, to reach out to a relatively larger audience, Elmar had no other option but to leave Azerbaijan.
I moved to, just alone, I moved to Moscow. I decided to come to Russia.
Now,
so last 4 years I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, just here I can say that I became happy and I could properly to devote all myself for Indian music.
So where does he perform in Moscow?
Well, in Moscow there are clubs and Indian restaurants where he performs. Now here is an interesting thing, Pia. I was reading a blog posting by Vivek Kumar. He's an IITian from Mumbai, now living in Moscow. And you know, I go and read the various blogs because I think... There's a fun post away from mainstream media that you get to read. Now, Vivek wrote that these restaurants in Moscow, they sometimes have Bollywood nights. And he's even seen a Russian man singing Hindi songs.
Oh, that must be Elmar.
You're right. I'm sure that was Elmar.
There you go, Vivek. Here's the man.
And to keep the crowd on such Bollywood nights on their feet, Elmar even sings songs like...
And how much I like home. Sunidhi Chauhan's song, yeah.
And
sometimes I feel comfortable for song like this, but of course I feel by my heart that it's not mine.
So he prefers the melodious numbers.
Yes, of course, and you know what, they come out so well in his voice. Take a listen to this song.
सपना दे जाने सुरमई अखियों में नन्हा मुन्ना एक सपना दे जाने नींद दिया के उड़ते पाखिरे अखियों में आ जा साथ रे रारे रारू ओ रारे रू रारे रारू ओ रारे रू सुरमई अखियों में नन्हा मुन्ना एक सपना दे जा रे
Just listen to this song. I would not have guessed it was sung by someone who hasn't been in India.
Oh, he has been in India.
Oh, okay.
But he had to wait for a long time for that visit.
Oh, it was at the same day when I decided to be to devote myself for Indian music. So from that day, since that day, I very dreamed to come to India. But it happened just after 20 years. So just last year, the first time I visit India. Yeah, I was in Delhi for 3 days, just for 3 days. I've got some call from Ajivasan School. This is Suresh Vadkar School. And his secretary invited me to urgently come to Mumbai. And of course, I like it crazy, you know, left everything just by ticket. And came to Mumbai.
And that was last year, 2005?
Yeah, yeah.
And is
it,
this...
It was a live concert, Suresh Vadkar concert.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I decided to come urgently And I was there. I have seen it alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just unforgettable for me, the most unforgettable moment. Even, you know, when I just heard his first note of his voice, I started to cry. It wasn't, depend on myself. My tears just came when I heard his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always, just when I was child, it was always like this.
And so,
it's so impressible for me. Just I can't imagine it, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't describe it.
Mm-hmm. So what was Shureshji's reaction when he first met you and you told him your story? What did he say?
Actually, you know, when he asked me to sing some lines, I was so confused.
Mm-hmm.
My heart, was so tack, 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 tack. I couldn't, of course, sing in my best manner. Just I tried to sing one of his very famous songs,
mm-hmm,
from Rangila.
Mm-hmm.
Pyari ye jaane kaisa hai, you know, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This song.
Sure, yes.
With Kavita Krishnamurti.
You tried to sing that song and you were very overwhelmed by the moment. And what happened then?
He said that, are wa, kya baat hai? He was really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But of course that I felt that it wasn't my best singing, mm-hmm, in front of him. But, you know, also was very wonderful time for me when I met his family. It was, yeah, Prem Didi and his wife, Padmaji Vatkar.
That was very moving. You know, when he talked about how he could not keep his emotions in check.
That's right. Even during the interview, I could feel that, you know, his mind traveled to that point when he first met. And along with meeting Shureshji and his family, Elmar also fulfilled another dream by visiting Shureshji's school.
Yeah, even I talk and told about every moment of Saregamapa because, you know, when I have seen his students, mm-hmm, by this show TV,
mm-hmm,
I always cried and dreamed that when I will be Shureshji's student.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I very wanted and I dreamed too much about it. Because I wanted to be only Suresh Vatkar's student.
Sophia, just imagine this. Elmar sitting in Baku City and trying to listen to tapes and watching the shows for the students perform on television like Saregama. And he wants to be a student of Suresh Vatkar.
This is almost like modern-day Ekalavya.
Yes, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen to Elmar singing one of Sureshji's songs.
Aur is dil mein kya rakha hai tera hi dard chupa rakha hai tera hi dard chupa rakha hai chupa rakha hai cheer ke dekho dil mera to cheer ke dekho dil mera to tera hai naam मेरा है नाम लिखा रखा है। प्यार के अफसाने सुने थे लोगों से, प्यार क्या होता है ये तूने समझाया। मिला दिल तुझसे तो ख्वाब देखे ऐसे, जुनू जाने कैसा जवा दिल पे छाया। छुपा रखा है छुपा रखा है। चीर के देखो दिल मेरा तो तेरा है नाम लिखा रखा है, तेरा है नाम लिखा रखा है।
You know, Deb, as I listen to this interview and his songs, I am amazed by his devotion to Hindi music.
Not just Hindi music, to Raj Kapoor and Suresh Wadkar. He, in fact, calls himself Elmar Rajsur. The last name Rajsur is his tribute to the two greatest influences on his life.
Oh.
He's taken Raj from Raj Kapoor and Sur from Suresh Wadkar.
Wow. Now, his Hindi is also very good.
It's so good that people in Mumbai last year, they would not believe he's from Russia. You know, sometimes they wanted to see his passport. And you know, there are people in Moscow that they don't give him due credit for his struggle. And they say that, oh, Elmar has been a number of times in India, and that's where he's learned the language, he's learned the music. And he feels very, very sad about it.
Yeah, that can be pretty hurtful. So where did he learn Hindi?
Now, having heard so much of the conversation I had with him, you can almost guess how he learned Hindi.
It came just, you know, itself, because, of course, I try to learn writing,
mm-hmm.
and I can read and write.
You can read and write in Hindi?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
More better than I can speak. But I can understand almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I start to sing, of course, I knew only just some phrase like Pyar Ishq or Mohabbat. But of course, last 4 years, now I can understand almost everything. I sit and, you know, try to translate every every shabd, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So every word I try to translate and understand matlab kya hai. So like this.
So,
but
so
everything just by myself, you know, mm-hmm. It was really hard because it's very difficult, you know, when nobody support you, nobody help you.
Elmar knows that he has undertaken a tough journey, but he wants to take it beyond just film music.
I understand myself that I have to learn music professionally, because this is very, you know yourself, yeah, this music, very hard and very serious, and it must be learned as professional.
What are you trying to do for it?
I trying to listen more and different kind of singers. Of course, I try to sing some semi-classical, because, you know, my love to Indian music, it's not just movie songs. I loved Indian music, listening of some classical numbers, some classical music. When I heard classical music, it's just, I don't want anything else, you know. I understand that I have to sing Hindi songs, movie songs, just for business, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, just for my soul, for my heart, I want to learn it, I want to hear. It's very close for me, than more than movie songs, classical music, I mean.
We are sure that Elmar would be very successful in his quest for learning Indian music. But before concluding our conversation, I couldn't resist asking him to sing a few lines for our listeners. And his Hindi being so good, mm-hmm. I also asked him to speak a few words in Hindi.
That's very nice.
ये राते ये मौसम नदी का किनारा ये चंचल हवा ये राते ये मौसम नदी का किनारा ये चंचल हवा कहा दो दिलों ने कि मिलकर कभी हम न होंगे जुदा ये राते ये मौसम नदी का किनारा ये चंचल हवा.
Elmar, would you like to address our listeners in Hindi for a few sentences? Anything that you would like to tell them?
Really, I don't know what I can say. Kya kahu yaar? Main bahut shukrgozar hu ki aap bulaye mujhe the program ke liye.
Elmar, thank you very much and wish you all the best. We also know that today, December 14th, is a special day for him. It's Raj Kapoor's birthday, it's Rashid Bebudav's birthday, and most importantly, today is Elmar's birthday as well. A very happy birthday to you, Elmar, from both of us.
Happy birthday, Elmar.
All our listeners.
And Elmar has big plans for today.
Oh, it's very big plans, you know. I have to celebrate two times because I had a lot of guests, a lot of friends, and a lot of people want to take a part during my birthday parties.
So, Elmar, enjoy your birthday with your friends. Hope you're listening to this show with your guests right now.
Kabhi kabhi mere dil mein khayal aata hai. कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है कि जैसे तुझको बनाया गया है मेरे लिए कि जैसे तुझको बनाया गया है मेरे लिए, तू अब से पहले सितारों में बस रही थी कहीं, तू अब से पहले सितारों में बस रही थी कहीं, तुझे समीपे बुलाया
गया। All our listeners, if you have a message for Elmar and his singing, or about this show, write to us at yourgeet@gmail.com or go to our website podioindia.com and submit your comments or leave us a voice message at 206-203-GEET. That's 206-203-4338.
Thanks all of you for spending this time with us. Don't forget to listen to us next week.
Ab hame ijazat dijiye. खुश रहिए, गुनगुनाते रहिए अगले हफ्ते तक।
कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है कि ये बदन ये निगाहें मेरी अमानत है, कि ये बदन ये निगाहें मेरी अमानत है, ये गैसों की घनी